It's taking the might of the U.S. military to safeguard high school athletes this weekend. For the first time in 3 weeks, high schools in the Washington area are holding outdoor football games. Most matches have been canceled since a sniper began targeting and killing people earlier this month. At Fort Belvoir, an army base south of Washington, volunteers laid out makeshift end zones on 9 playing fields. For a marathon weekend of youth football, a total of 111 games are taking place today and tomorrow. The investigation into the sniper shootings continues as authorities test a shell casing found in a white truck near Dulles Airport on Friday. Police say it will be at least Monday before they can say if the shell casing is connected to the shootings. And the search for the sniper has renewed calls for better gun tracing technology. Members of Congress are calling for the creation of a ballistics database, a move law enforcement officials welcome. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, there are still a lot of holes in the information system that will make some guns harder to trace than others.
After every horrible shooting, there's a proposal for a new gun law. This time, it's a call for a national ballistics database that would allow police to easily trace bullets and bullet casings back to the gun that fired them. Caleb Shreve of Americans for Gun Safety says that system is already being tried in New York and Maryland.
A slug from the firearm needs to be collected and then provided to the ballistic fingerprinting system so that the slug can be attached to the serial number of a new gun sale in Maryland.
But once police get a hold of that serial number, they still have to track down the owner. And there is a paper trail for them to follow, one that starts the moment a weapon is manufactured. Doug Painter is president of the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
There is a record kept by all manufacturers of the company that firearm was sold to, typically a distributor. And then, of course, the distributor keeps records of the retailer that firearm was shipped to. And, of course, the retailer has records of who purchased that firearm.
And if a gun dealer wants to hold on to his license, he better hold on to those records, which have lots of detail about the gun and the owner. Professor William Vizard teaches criminal justice at Cal State University, Sacramento.
They're supposed to have both a bound logbook and a series of forms called an ATF form 4473, which identifies the person who purchased it by name, usually driver's license number, physical description.
The problem is that in many states, that paper trail takes police from gun shop to gun shop so they can look through the logbook by hand. It's usually not computerized. But in California, it is. Randy Rossi of the California Department of Justice says police with a gun serial number can find the name of the owner pretty quickly.
We have purchase records going back decades with millions of records in there. If you had the serial number, which you'd have if you had such a system that would capture it, it would be a 5-second turnaround time.
California treats guns like cars. If you sell your gun to someone else, that also gets put into the system. But California's approach is not perfect. It only applies to handguns, not rifles. And even supporters of moderate gun controls, like Caleb Shreve of Americans for Gun Safety, says California's approach won't work where it matters most.
We basically don't believe that a registration scheme is effective because criminals aren't going to register guns and criminals aren't going to submit themselves to a background check.
But Randy Rossi of the Department of Justice says it's true California's system can't help if a gun is stolen or bought illegally, but he says most guns are not.
Typically, the gun is used by the registered owner. Not always, but typically it's also a very good starting point.
Because a relative or friend of the owner might have run off with the gun. While the California system does help fill in gaps in the effort to trace guns, it, of course, has one big hole. It's not a national system, and guns, like people, seldom stay in one state. A national gun registry is a long way from happening. That's despite the fact that everyone has to go through a federal background check when they buy a gun. Attorney General John Ashcroft told Congress earlier this year that background check keeps felons from getting guns, but it's not supposed to serve as a registration system.
It's my belief that the United States Congress specifically outlaws and bans the use of the NICS database, and that's the use of approved purchase records for weapons checks on possible terrorists or on anyone else.
That's why the National Ballistics Database that's being proposed is just part of the answer to catching a crazed sniper. The rest depends on using all the gun data that's out there and linking that information together, something that's bound to revive an old debate about gun control. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.